Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
All I wanna do is
I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way.
So forget all your duties, oh yeah.
All the girls, they'll be riding today.
So look out for those beauties, oh yeah.
On your marks, get set, go!
go. That was Queen and Bicycle Race. I'm in the studio here with our new studio, by the way, with Dave Walter from Square to Square, and you guys are cycling from Newport to Santander, obviously a bit of a ferry to get across the channel, and you're doing it all in 14 days, and it's 1400 miles.
Correct.
And all that time, and where are you staying in between overnight?
Well, we're going to be camping. We've booked campsites en route, so we know what the campsites are. Some of them we've already paid the deposits, so we haven't got any choice. We've got to make it every day.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And you're camping overnight, so presumably you've got somebody taking all your gear with a van. So
yeah, we've got a couple of vans, so they're taking all the tents, all the sleeping bags and all that sort of stuff, plus sort of basic food, and so we'll be cooking up every night. And
will you be cooking? Will the cyclists be cooking, or will somebody be doing that for you?
I think it's going to be a mixture of both, actually. We've got Paul Buckland. Bucko is a chef. Ex-Royal Navy chef. I think he was on the Royal Yacht as
a
chef.
So he's used to cooking for a lot of people.
So he's used to cooking for even more important people than us.
How can there be more important people than you when you're doing what you're doing?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Tell me about the mountains that you're going up, because, I mean, I understand that some quite significant climbs.
Yeah, there's one day where we're going through the Pyrenees, and so we're cycling down to Po, and then due south from Po takes you through Laurens, and Laurens is one of the, you know, Po and Laurens are two of the classic start places for Tour de France stages, and you're basically into the Pyrenees, and the big climb. So that day, the basic route that day is about 3,000 meters of climb in it.
Non-stop.
It's just, well, it's sort of up and down, but you know, aggregate over the day is about 3,000 metres to climb. That's a big day. It's a big day on a bicycle anyway.
I wouldn't fancy that.
I'm not sure I do either. And then the everyone who's up to it is going to then, a bit south of Po, at a place called La Ronde, we're going to head off east and do the Col de Bisque. So it's from west to east version. It's the hard way of doing it, which is climbs up to 1,700 metres over 16 kilometres, 16.6 kilometres at an average of 7.5%.
That's quite gradient. Steep, isn't it?
Yeah, and it maxes out at about 13% gradient.
You're joking.
So you
won't be sat down much for that. Well, you'll be stood up cycling on that.
We'll be stood up crying.
Yeah, I'm sure. And your legs will be burning, no doubt.
Yeah, legs will be burning. So Bradley Wiggins and Chris Froome did that route on the 2012 Tour de France when Brad won it. And it was the big first time a Brit's ever won the Tour de France. So they did that route that day. So this is a nice little commemoration of that.
Is that an option? Is that something that you don't have to do? It sounds like it's part of the...
It's everybody who's capable of doing it is going to try and do that. And it depends... You know, that's going to be day 11, so a lot of people are going to be a bit sore and a bit tired by that stage anyway.
Wow.
And so it's going to be sort of going the extra mile, and then we're going to go over the top, down the other side to the Col du Soulour, because that is the most iconic view in the Pyrenees, is looking back up to the Col de Bisque from the Col du Soulour. It's like a ribbon of road winding off into the distance up to the Col de Bisque. It's just a wonderful sight.
I imagine that you'll be photographing a lot of this and posting it on your Facebook page.
It will be, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Square to Square 2014 is the Facebook page. So please do like it. And we're going to be doing, hopefully, daily updates on our progress.
I think we'll put something on our radio station here so to direct people towards that, because we have Facebook as well. What we have now is have Eliere and If I Go, which is a great thing for you to be saying, because you are going, aren't you? Doing it on Saturday. We'll be out with a great track for you, Heroes, which
right.
X Factor finalists, and we'll be back. Myself and Dave will be back after that. That's the 2010 X Factor finalists and Heroes, and I think that's a very apt track for you guys, don't you?
Oh, thank you very much.
Lyle, tell me, you're doing it for a couple of charities, aren't you? Can you tell me a bit about why you've picked them? Or
yeah, well, we're doing it initially for Square to Square. Initially for Help for Heroes.
Yeah.
Commemoration, First World War, Second World War, and troops coming back from Afghanistan. And we also wanted a local charity, so we picked Motor Neuron Disease, which is a very important local charity, and all the money we raise for Motor Neuron Disease has been kept on the island to help people with this very debilitating disease.
Okay, I mean, obviously, I have a connection with motor neuron, which you know about, and most of the listeners know about. I mean, motor neuron disease is actually terminal, so there's no cure, there's no treatment for that. So anything we can do for people living with motor neuron on the island is very much appreciated. Is there a reason why you picked motor neuron? Do you know why that was, what happened?
Well, I know there's connections with some of the people in Square to Square to the Motor Neuron Disease Society anyway, because of family connections and people who've got the illness. For me personally, I've got an interest in neurological side just because a very close friend of mine.
Okay. Just being diagnosed?
Yeah, not motor neuron, but
Parkinson's. Yeah. Yeah, and it's not good to watch, is it? People suffer in that way at all?
No, it's not.
No, okay. Well, we'll move on. We'll move on from there. So you start on Saturday morning.
That's right.
Now we can all come and see you, can't we?
Yeah, that'd be great. So we're gonna congregate in St Thomas's Square at 9 o'clock, and we're setting off for Fishbourne, catch a ferry at about 9:45.
Okay, so I mean, at 9 o'clock, the eight of you are going to be in the square, all dressed and ready to go with your support vehicles.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and who else is going to be there to... I mean, I know there's some people, some dignitaries there.
Yeah, there are. I think John Peck is turning up, although he's not going to be speaking. He's our main sponsor, so he's pretty much funded most of the trip for us.
That's amazing, that is.
Yeah, and... I think the sheriff
Yeah, the sheriff's going to be there.
It's coming, and I think the mayor.
That's correct.
Has been invited. I think he's turning up as well. And can you remind me who else?
Yeah, there's myself. Who's
you, of course. Yeah, that's most importantly. Yeah,
well, not most importantly, but I'm going to be talking to people about merging urine, and we've also got a couple of people. I can't remember the names, to be honest. Who are going to talk about Help the Heroes? So both the charities are going to be there.
Yep.
A few dignitaries. And we're hoping quite a lot of people are going to turn up and see you off. So if we get to St Thomas's Square, 9 o'clock. Okay, and there'll be like a launch there, and I believe you have a police escort.
Yeah, we're going to have a police escort through to Fishbourne to keep us safe. So that should be interesting. Yeah, and the policeman's going to give us a briefing first thing. Just tell us, you know, how to behave when following a police motorbike. I think it's probably very respectfully.
Well, you do what you're told, don't you? So, I mean, we need people to get down to the square and see you off and you know, cheer you off on your way. So I'll just go over that again. You're going to be in St Thomas's Square at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, about 9 o'clock, and we'll be rattling some buckets in aid of Help for Heroes and Motor Neuron Disease. And so please give generously and wave us off and,
okay,
wish
brilliant.
Us the best.
Well, we have your next track. And I think this is, again, I mean, you've chosen all three of these, and they're cycle-related, obviously. But do you want to just tell us who this is?
Yeah, this is Kraftwerk, and this is a slightly later track. This is 1983. Kraftwerk, very keen cyclist. And again, it's got a fantastic cycling video of stretches of the Tour de France. Really great artistic video. So again, look it up on YouTube. And yeah, it's a good track.
Right, let's go. I have in the studio with me Dave Walter from Square to Square. I just want to confirm the people that are going to be there on Saturday morning. It's Claire Locke, the High Sheriff, John Peck, obviously your main sponsor, myself, who's going to be there on behalf of Motor Neuron Disease Association, and Terry and Jenny Hobbs from Help for Heroes. So we're all going to be seeing you at St Thomas's Square, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. As many people as possible there to see you off. Now, how do we follow you?
We've got a Facebook page, which is Square to Square 2014, and there's information in there about our Just Giving pages and how you can give money and what we're doing. And we'll be updating that, hopefully, on a daily basis on our trip.
I really look forward to that. Is there anything that worries you about it?
About the trip?
Yes.
Old age and infirmity. I think we're all fit enough to do it. But when you spend 14 days, particularly when it's hot and sweaty, you can end up with, you know, boils and, you know, and just, you know, aggravating things like, you know, knee pain and, you know, something like, you know, your knee swells up, you can't cycle really. So it's that sort of thing rather than anything else. The Isle of Wight is a fantastic training ground for cyclists. There's, you know, a lot of good cyclists come down the island to, you know, give themselves a little bit of mountain training. If they can't get to the high mountains and they're going off for an alpine trip or something like that, so they come down to the Isle of Wight and they hit our hills because there's
really,
yeah. It's you know, the Isle of Wight is just lots of short, sharp hills, steep gradients, very little chance to recover in between the hills. So that's where we cycle every day. So basically, the whole team is fit enough to do it. If anybody has to drop out for a bit, it's going to be an aggravated injury, you know, something like an old knee injury swelling up, or it's going to be boils or something like that. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm so excited for you, and I can't wait to see you in the square on Saturday morning. I want to wish you all the luck for this. Now, we were talking off air a little bit, and I don't want to deflect from what you're currently doing, but you do this every 3 years, don't you?
That's right. It's a 3-year challenge.
Okay, so you're looking for something for next year, aren't you?
Well, it wasn't at the front of my mind, but yeah.
Well, okay, well, how's about this? Because I do some swimming for Motor Neuron, you do cycling. There's a whole group of us that do swimming and cycling. I think that we should do a challenge in the Lake District, five lakes. You cycle from one to another, we'll swim it, and so on, over a weekend for next year. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that sounds very, very exciting. I'll be very happy to help you plan the trip.
Okay, well, that's great. And you'll be cycling, of course. So, Dave Walter, thank you so much for coming in. I hope you've enjoyed your time. I really want to say it's fantastic what you're doing. A significant effort. 1,400 miles over 14 days, up and down mountains, some very difficult mountains as well.